Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I had the privilege to meet up with a friend of mine and spend a day at the Biltmore. And this is an over-the-top Gilded Age mansion, absolutely enormous. And so what was so beautiful is when I was getting ready, Bob said something like, "Oh, you are going to have perfect weather. Oh, this is amazing. I mean, when I'm looking ahead, the forecast is just phenomenal. You're going to have a great time." So that was what Bob said. When it was time for me to pack, I was so believing what Bob said about the forecast, and he's very prophetic. I didn't even pack rain pants or a rain jacket. I was just like, no, Bob said it's going to be perfect weather. I'm good. And so I got down to where I was meeting my friend, and that morning it started sprinkling a little bit, and I was like, huh, well, Lord will probably clear it up. We're going to be okay. And we didn't have umbrellas. We didn't have rain gear. And what I absolutely loved is that over the course of the day, we might be walking through the Biltmore and look out the window to see that it was raining pretty hard. And then we would step outside and it would still maybe be raining, but it was just kind of sprinkling, just kind of misting. And I didn't have my rain jacket, but I did have a wool sweater that my sister had highly recommended. And so I put that on and I was warm enough all day long. The wool apparently absorbs the moisture and, I don't know, off puts it when it's time or something. It's amazing. But what fascinated me was that because it was raining, the gardens were almost abandoned. And Susan was like, "Amy, you don't understand. I have been in these gardens many times." Her parents live nearby. And she said, "Usually you're maybe not quite forcing your way through people, but you don't have stretches where you're like, oh, it's just me on this little trail." And I was like, okay, I can receive it. And we were walking through the little spring trail, I think was what it was called. And it was spring, end of April. So some of the things were already bloomed out, but many of them were still present. And she was like, no, really. I think the little sprinkles are keeping people away. And then we turned a corner and we were in the azalea garden, and some of the azaleas were probably finished, but we looked over on this hillside and it was unbelievable. It was cotton candy and orange, like tangerine, and light yellow and fingernail polish pink. I mean, it was magnificent. And then we would walk and there would be like, oh, and here is some kind of a tree that looks kind of like honeysuckle flowers, but when you smell it, it's like, oh, I suspect that the throne room of God smells something like this. And I mean, we know the herbs or the spices that the priests were supposed to have in the Old Testament, and they were all pretty robust smells. But there was something about that little delicate glory, so ephemeral, and especially in the rain, you know, it just wasn't projecting at all. Where it's like, lean in close, because this is a gift that the Lord is giving, because he also delights in these little fragrances. And so I guess I'm just telling you all of this because I appreciated so much what Susan said, you know, and Bob had said, it's going to be perfect weather for you. And the reality is it wasn't perfect the way I was expecting it to be perfect, which was going to be like a 70 and glorious and maybe even slight tan on my very pale shoulders. I mean, that would have been nice in its own way. But Susan said, when I left the house, what the Lord said to me was, when things don't go the way you hoped, it may be in the center of my perfect will. Or something like that. Like, look for the ways that this is actually my perfect will. And when we got home, or back to her mom's house, her parents' house, her mom said, I'm so sorry that it was kind of rainy for you all day. And Susan said, but you know, it actually meant that it was perfect. That we got to see the things that we wanted to see without fighting the crowds. We were so gifted. You know, at one point we were walking between like a bank of pink flowers on one side and a bank of white on the other or something. And it was just like, who gets to do this? Who gets to do this? And so, Lord, I am saying thank you for the ways that things sometimes don't go the way that we hope. Even now, I'm like, did I really think it was better to be rainy than to be in the sun and 72? But Lord, the reality is I get overwhelmed in crowds. There's a lot of feelings. And as I continue to learn how to navigate that, I think there will always be more opportunity for victory, and I'm excited for that. But on that particular day, I was pretty tired after going through the Biltmore, and to just go through the gardens and say, I am being so deeply restored. The Lord is speaking to me through and just ministering to me through these beautiful, beautiful flowers and the smells and the colors. Lord, let me remember that when I need that muscle memory to say, this is not going the way I hoped. And then you say, but it's my perfect will. It's my perfect will. Lord, I want to hand that to you and say thank you. Amen.